Bush's idea to bring the Arabs and Israelis together over friendly pig roast has ended in disaster. He now resorts to an evening in the hot tub to resurrect the talks. Although, frankly, I'd say he's got more chance of resurrecting the pig.
You, Faddy, take off all your clothes.
Why? We're not teleporting, are we?
No, we got into the hot tub Austrian style, naked.
Sometimes if you want to hang out with Arnie, you've really got to let it all hang out.
I can see that, Dr. Ice. Well, it'll be rude not to. Come on, Tony.
All right, in a minute. God, John, do you have to wave that thing at me?
Sorry, how about if I turn around?
Ugh, there's enough hair on your arse to stuff a mattress. Haven't you heard of waxing?
I'm not having out to do with your soft southern male grooming bollocks.
Faddy, you should try it. It's liberating. Girls love it, and the best thing is, no more dangleberries.
Really?
My waxologist has a no dangleberry guarantee. Though with you, may charge extra for the whippersnipper.
A life without dangleberries. It's a dream come true. I'll go tomorrow.
Hey, Tony, why aren't you getting undressed?
Yeah, don't be embarrassed. We're all naked before the Lord.
It's a bit embarrassing, really.
Are you Prime Minister Teeny Wiener?
Excuse me, I've never had any complaints.
Jeez, you men and your size issues.
Look, if it's deformed, Tony, don't sweat it. My left testicle's shaped like Nebraska. See?
Well, hey, that's amazing. It's identical right down to the mole where the state capital should be.
So come on, sugar. We've shown you ours, now you show us yours.
Yeah, it's like Frankenstein D. Roosevelt once said. You got something to fear that fears itself?
Oh, all right. But you've got to promise not to laugh.
Holy shit! You poor man!
Well, bugger me ferrets.
I knew it. I knew you'd make fun of me.
No, Tony. We ain't laughing.
We're still in shock and awe.
Why didn't you tell me you got a tattoo?
I've been too ashamed to show anyone.
We are talking about the tattoo, right?
Now, my reading ain't too good. But does it really say, hello, sailor?
Yep. Right above his loving tool, too.
When did you get it?
It's all that bastard Gordon Brown's fault. He got me drunk on baby sham, and when I woke up, there it was.
Well, I've seen plenty of tattoos in my Navy days. Well, that's a first.
Mr. President, just to say, the other delegates... Well, hello, sailor, to you too, Prime Minister.
See what I mean?
Wet my bush.
So, Mr. President, how exactly are you going to revive the roadmap to peace with a hot tub?
Don't worry. I'll explanationate everything when I'm in there with my cold brew in my hand. Come on, guys.
Fucking Allah.
Mr. Blair, what is that?
Look, it's just a tattoo that says hello, sailor. Could we please ignore it and get on with trying to reach a peace solution?
All right, but afterwards you tell me where you got it.
Yes, whatever.
Whack my bush.
Can I get out of the hot tub now, Mr. President? It's been 5 hours, and I'm starting to broon.
Sure thing, Arnold.
Right. So we're finally agreed that killing each other isn't a good thing.
Yes, you got it.
Hold on a momentito there, Condi. That doesn't include me, does it?
No. Remember, we're gonna put the Mr. Bush can bomb whoever he likes clause into the peace treaty.
And me too.
But only when George says jump.
Hey, who turned on a jacuzzi function?
I've got a confession to make.
Bloody hell, John. Tell me you just haven't farted.
I'm sorry, Tony. It's the egg and cabbage vindaloo I had last night.
Oh my God. That's just disgusting. Did a skunk crawl up your ass and die?
Okay, who owns the Mars bar?
That's another thing.
Has John Prescott's evil ass killed the peace deal and the delegates? And more importantly, has he accidentally followed through? All will be revealed in the next fragrant episode of...
Wag My Bush.
And now an address from the President.
People of America and other non-commie countries, due to a decimal point malfunction on my Barney Does Numbers calculator, I've screwed up the budget again. So hey, give me a break. We need donations to continue our war on terrorists and other undesignables. Go to whackmybush.com and donate a couple of bucks. God bless Amy and Erica. Amy and Erica? Who the fuck are they?